This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New home sales numbers are out today from the U.S. Census Bureau, and renters and buyers in some parts of the country are finding there isn't much available. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on some paths forward.
Fewer people are selling their homes these days, and the National Association of Realtors finds the ones on the market get scooped up fast at a premium. Tough for people trying to find a home.
They're definitely feeling that squeeze. It's harder for people to get their foot in the door.
Cheryl Young is an economist with real estate company Trulia. So the more new construction, the more opportunity for consumers looking to break into the market. In 2018, that may look like a townhouse. That'll be a chunk of the new construction and often less expensive. Economist Chris Rupke with MUFG Bank says since the housing bubble burst, homebuilders have been cautious.
When something gets hit so hard, it takes a while for people to dust themselves off, come out of the foxholes, look around, see if it's safe.
Given the hunger for housing and the strong economy, Rupke predicts new housing to continue its slow, steady growth. Good news for eager homebuyers, at least the ones with fat wallets. Last year, the typical new home sold for $320,000. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.